From coast to coast and around the world, you are now walking with spirit. Hello, everybody. I'm Dr. Monique Chapman, your host, and thank you for joining us for an hour of personal and metaphysical growth. Each week, Walking with Spirit explores different topics from the mundane to the mystical with stimulating guests from all over the world who share their knowledge to uplift consciousness during Earth's ascension. Tonight, we have Master Astrologist and Psychic Medium Jane Elizabeth with us. If you'd like to speak with us or ask a psychic question or a astrological question, give us a call at 1-888-268-4313. Now, you might have a little trouble with the lines. They've kind of been up and down with this weather that we have going on, but give us a try there. And if not, you can always email your questions to spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net, and we'll take your questions real-time on the air and get that answered for you. Now, a little bit about me for our new listeners. I'm an intuitive energy therapist of 25 years experience. I've helped thousands of people from stay-at-home parents to corporate executives make their invisible dreams visible. By utilizing my gifts, I simultaneously am in touch with the past, present, and future, eliminating the fog and paving the way for clarity. I work with Eastern, Western, African, and Caribbean methodologies, in addition to being a board-certified hypnotherapist, Reiki master teacher, and ordained minister. Now, tonight's guest, I'm so excited, is Jane Elizabeth, and she's the author of one of her many books, and the last one is Messages of the Stars, and she is a professional psychic medium as well as an astrologer. Now, the system of astrology that she works with, it goes down and it actually reads your soul, so your soul path. So this isn't what you're going to get in the newspaper or, you know, maybe that monthly magazine that you get. This is truly soul astrology. Welcome to Walking with Spirit, Jane Elizabeth.
Thank you, Monique. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am doing just great. Just
and,
great.
And how did you make it through this whole month of March with all of those planets lighting up in Pisces, and it was chaotic.
It was a bit chaotic, but you know, Mercury retrograde, I truly believe that as long as you are aware, and that's kind of my big thing, as long as you are aware of what's going on, you'll say, oh, okay, this is just a minor hiccup. It's going to get better because there's a reason external of me why this is happening.
Yes.
So to answer your question, overall, things went good. I mean, I got my book out, and, you know, I've learned not to publish it during Mercury retrograde. So I'm good. You know, it's just, it's a great book. It's just not the way that I want it. So I'm doing a redo right now.
Oh, I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. It'll be out there. In fact, it's on my website if folks want to take a look. But this segment is about you, okay?
Oh,
you know, I am so impressed with your background. I mean, I you know, you sent me your latest book, thank you very much, No Messages from the Stars, and it is great. You know, I read this book daily.
Wow, thank you.
And it's very insightful because you have, you know, for each month, you have an overview of the month of what's going on and where the planets are and the cycles and the moon and all.
Yeah.
And then you kind of break it down per astrological sign, which I really think is fascinating. So what I do is I read my sun sign, my moon sign, and my rising sign.
Oh, how awesome.
I figured that encapsulates all of me.
Yes.
But let's back up a bit. How did you get into all of this?
Well, I started out working with modern astrology, you know, that places Aries first.
Uh-huh.
And it was back in the early 90s, you know, I was praying and I said, Spirit, if I'm supposed to do, you know, work with astrology and to do this professionally and to help people through astrology, then please show me how the prophets did it. Because I was so, you know, I'm a Scorpio, so it was so important for me to connect with, like, you know, where did astrology come from?
Uh-huh.
You know, and I just kept, you know, just delving into the depths of astrology. So after I said that prayer, I'll never forget, I was at work. I had my own business back then called Healthy Bodies and Souls.
Uh-huh.
And I remember sitting on the floor and just praying, you know, and asking Spirit for assistance, you know, and reading the messages and the stars the way the prophets did. Well, all of a sudden, I was sitting on the floor, and I received a vision. I saw the astrological house just spinning around in a circle, and then it stopped at Sagittarius, and my spirit guide came forth and pointed to Sagittarius and said, begin here. And I remember just feeling like I was dropped to the earth with no instructions.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember coming out of that meditation, and I said, well, what do they mean, begin here? And he pointed at Sagittarius. I wonder what that means. Well, it took me months, you know, to kind of figure out what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember turning the astrological wheel around, you know, starting with Sagittarius, and I started reading from there, you know, starting with Sagittarius. Well, I had an employee at work at that time, and I said to her, okay, I'm going to do your chart. I'm going to do it a little differently. You know, I grabbed my ephemeris, and I began to chart out how the planets were lined up on her day of birth.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, plugging them into the wheel, and I just started channeling. You know, I connected with her higher self. I could see everything. Monique, it was amazing. I mean, I saw her daughter at that time was like 13 or 14 years old, something like that. And I remember seeing the birth of her child, of her first child. I knew it was going to be a little boy. And then I saw the birth of another child. And, you know, I saw everything. I saw things that took place in her life before she was born, you know, things with her mother and her father. And I'll never forget, you know, when she brought her mother by the business and she said, Mom, Jane saw this and this, you know, through my chart. Is it, you know, do you remember anything like this or is it true? And her mother said, oh, my goodness, Jane Elizabeth, you have a gift. Now, this is a Baptist minister, you know, who actually came to me and said that. And
well, that's a lot, girl.
It was. It was a lot for me to, you know, to be able to attract, you know, that type of, you know, confirmation from a Baptist minister.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Jane Elizabeth, you have a gift. She says, whatever it is you're doing, keep doing it. She says, because I do feel like you are working with God. And she kept saying to me, just don't you ever forget Jesus. Don't you ever, you know, because you had to bring, you know, the religious aspect of it because that's who she was.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, but I'll never forget, you know, just saying to her, you know, that Spirit gave me this vision of the astrological house system. They turned it around. They placed Sagittarius first, and I looked up in the American Ephemeris how the planets will end up on her daughter's birthday, and I began to chart them out, and I could hear Spirit speak to me, you know, and I told her everything, you know, that Spirit was telling me through her chart, which, you know, which today I say it creates a vortex for me to connect with you, and, you know, and she and I, we sat on the floor probably for about 45 minutes just, you know, connecting with her chart and receiving messages, and it just kind of took off from there. And then in 2000, in the year 2000, you know, my spirit guides came forth and said, Jane Elizabeth, you're going to write a book. And I said, okay. And I was all excited, had no idea what type of book I was going to write.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, what's this book about? And they said, it's going to be a book of astrological messages, you know, for whoever wants to pick it up and read it. And I said, okay, great. And I'll never forget sitting, you know, at my computer just, you know, waiting for Spirit to give me all the information to put in this book, and it never came through. And then Spirit said to me, well, you have to do some of the work, too. And I said, oh, like what?
Mm-hmm.
Spirit says, you have to put the charts together so we can talk to you and tell you what it means. So I sat down and I put together 144 charts. This was, you know, for an entire year for each sign.
Mm-hmm.
And I put those charts together and I channeled, you know, it was a 277-page book in 2 weeks.
Wow.
It came out. Already came out, and then I attracted a publisher, you know, somebody to help me do a self-publish, you know, for my first book, and then I wrote another one, and I was picked up by a publishing house, and then another one, and another one, and I had been published up until 2005, you know, when I got the message from Spirit, you know, that it was time for me to go out on my own and to do a self-publish, which I did for 2005 and 2006.
Uh-huh.
So that's how I got to today.
That's how you got here. Fabulous. Now, you said that your readings are 99% accurate and 1% timing. What do you mean by that?
Well, the readings, it's so interesting because the readings I'll do, I'll have people call me up a year after they've had a reading session with me.
Uh-huh.
And they'll say, Jane Elizabeth, everything you told me in that reading has come true, has happened, has taken place. But it happened like a year later,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then there'll be people who call me up like 45 minutes after they leave from their reading, and they'll say, oh my gosh, Jane Elizabeth, you said I was going to, you know, this was going to happen, and it happened like 45 minutes after the reading.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason, you know, timing is like the only area of a reading that hasn't been 100% right on for me. The
mm-hmm.
messages, like the visions and the messages, like this and this is going to come your way and that's going to take place. But, you know, when people ask the question, like, well, when do you see that happening? And then when I try to look at timing, it fluctuates.
Yeah, it does. You know, I really believe, I tell people it's probable. as opposed
yeah.
to it's definitely going to happen, because we don't know. Everybody
right.
has free will.
It's a free will.
Right.
And then sometimes, you know, giving people information about what is getting ready to take place, you know, in their lives, sometimes they go sitting and waiting,
uh-huh.
you know, or they try to create it, make it happen, you know, before it's time, you know, which I always call interference. Like, don't interfere with the past, just prepare.
Yeah, well, so many people, I think they want to plant those beautiful seeds, you know, those beautiful plant seeds, flowers, and then 10 minutes later dig them up to see if they sprouted yet. And if you
know.
Do that every day, you kind of kill the seedling.
You do. It's like, oh my gosh, you leave that seed alone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, plant it, water it, you know, check back on it later to see if it needs a little more water. But don't go stand, like they say, a watched pot never boils.
Exactly. And you know, that's so true. So true. You know, but I want to jump ahead a little bit.
Yes.
I want to talk about the month of March. We started off talking about the retrograde, and, you know, that was a very interesting retrograde in Pisces. And
yes.
my astrology knowledge is kind of limited, so I need to say that up front. Okay. Someone was trying to teach me astrology, and I used to tell them astrology gives me a headache.
It is a headache.
So I kind of, you know, sidestepped it, but I know a little bit. This month we had, we're going to have two eclipses. We had an eclipse in the full moon eclipse?
Yes, we had a full moon eclipse.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have an eclipse tomorrow. So why don't you tell us what the eclipse and the full moon meant, and then move forward to what's going to happen tomorrow.
Okay. Well, the full moon eclipse is, you know, it was a full moon, partial eclipse in the sign of Virgo, which has a lot to do with career, work, our businesses. You know, and had I known that you wanted to launch your book this month, I would say, no, wait till the new moon eclipse.
Mm-hmm.
Because tomorrow is an amazing day. I cannot wait. I wanted to sleep until tomorrow, but
mm-hmm.
they told me I couldn't. They're like, get up. Everything that you do from here until the 29th has all to do with how, you know, what takes place with that new moon total eclipse. It's a total solar eclipse, total eclipse of the sun. And I can't wait. I'm excited to wake up tomorrow. You know, just
okay, so what's going to happen?
Well, you know, I just did this huge report. Okay, this new moon total eclipse in Aries has to do with a birth. You know, a birth, a new beginning. It has to do with a, you know, like finally being able to implement our plans and our ideas. You know, like for you, you know, for instance, you're a Cancer, correct?
Uh-huh.
So like for you, you know, this new moon total eclipse, you know, planting your book, oh my gosh, putting your book out. And you were saying that there was something you were going to revamp or redo?
Yeah, I mean, it's available, it's published, and it's great, folks. I mean, there's really nothing wrong with it. Being the perfectionist that I am, I just want to tweak a couple of things. That's
yeah.
all.
Okay, so if you tweak a few things, will you have an opportunity to get that book out, you know, like before the full moon of April?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
With the full moon of April is the 13th. So if you can get it out between, you know, like tomorrow and the 13th, like the re-edit,
uh-huh.
oh, my gosh, Monique, you are going to have the most amazing success with your book and your career, because this new moon, total eclipse of the sun, is taking place in the area of career for you.
Uh-huh.
And it's just going to create this huge opening, you know, for whatever seed you plant within the cycle that goes from, that begins tomorrow, March
uh-huh.
29th through April 13th, the full moon.
Okay.
You know, so whatever you plant between now and the 13th of April, you know, it's like, and not only that, but okay, let me finish my sentence. I'm all excited now for you. You know, but again, whatever you plant between now and the 13th of April, you know, is just going to grow abundantly for you. I mean, it's really going to create that opening within the world, you know, for you to step into your place within the world. I mean, and it's, you know, it doesn't necessarily mean, oh, I'm going to be famous, but you know what? That's how the astrological markings are.
Okay.
Fame and, you know, honor. And
mm-hmm.
so the universe is saying, tell us more, you know, and then, you know, universal energies, the spirits of the universe will bless you, will monetarily bless you just for putting that energy and that information out there for the world.
Okay.
So it's a wonderful, I mean, an absolutely wonderful time for everybody. It's a time of, you know, birth. It's a time of a brand new birth of an idea, of a project or a product. I know a lot of Sagittarians that I've done readings for, you know, they're either working on a book or they might be, you know, working on a artistic project, whether it's art, painting, or jewelry or something like that. Well, you know, and another big, huge thing I wanted to say, you know, for you and for everyone with this new moon solar eclipse, is there's someone who will come in as a promoter, that you'll attract. It's like taking this seed, this idea, and giving it, you know, planting it in the world, putting it in the earth, you know, with this new moon total eclipse, you know, also attracts, you know, a partner, someone who sees, you know, what you see, can see exactly that, you know, how you, however you see your book, the knowledge and the information with your book, you know, to be in the world. There's someone in the world who will see it exactly the way you see it, and then you and this person come together to promote, you know, and to assist in raising the energy of this idea. It's amazing.
Okay.
It's absolutely amazing.
Okay. Now, you said overall this is going to be a positive time for everyone because of this new birth.
Mm-hmm.
What if someone is so confused or just not, you know, they don't have the clarity and they do nothing during this time frame? Will their life still move forward to a degree, or is all lost?
Well, it won't be lost, but, you know, that's so interesting that you would ask that question, because I asked for the same thing. What about those who are just kind of doing nothing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even if there is a such thing. But, you know, the message I got was, well, no, you know, it's not like it will be lost. It's just kind of pushed back.
Okay.
You know, it's like it's stored, like there's a storage. There's this area within the astrological house that I call the karmic closet. And I feel like that area of our life, that karmic closet, was what the universal energies went through this month of March. You know, went through our karmic closet. It went through all of our old, you know, undealt with, unperfected stuff.
Yeah. Well, you know, I had so many people calling me for readings this past month, and the major theme seemed to be people from the past coming back into their life again.
Yes. It was. I just read a whole article about that. You know, people from the past returning, you know, hearing from people we went to school with, you know, or people we haven't, you know, seen in forever, all of a sudden reconnecting with the past. That is so true. Jupiter in Scorpio, because through this system of astrology, Scorpio has a lot to do with the past. And Jupiter moved into retrograde this month. You know, so we're working with all these water signs, you know, and all this emotional energy and, you know, anxiety, you know, and just kind of, you know, not being patient, you know, that we had a lot of issues with impatience this month of March, pulling back, you know, and just waiting, you know, for that perfect time to do whatever it is that we were doing. And so many people, I mean, I attracted a ton of people. I have like 10,000 people on my mailing list. And I swear I felt like all of them called me. I said, I am avoiding that phone. I felt like either they called or emailed. It was the most amazing month, you know, and everybody was, you know, basically going through that same, you know, vibration.
Yeah.
But, and my only advice, my only spiritual advice that I could give to all of them as a whole was pull back, relax, meditate, do your best to be patient, clean your house.
Because the times will change.
Get rid of stuff, you know,
yeah.
Clean so that with this new moon total eclipse in Aries, you know, you've got the space, you've created the space for new things to come into your life.
Okay. Well, we have an email, and this email is from Princess, and Princess is a double Sagittarius. And she said that during the Mercury retrograde, she had a major hard drive crash. That sounds just like Mercury to me.
Yes.
And she's getting it back up now. And she's going to release a book in the middle of April. Now, what do you feel around that for Princess?
Wow, congratulations.
Princess is writing in from Southern California.
Wow, well, congratulations, first of all, to Princess, and she's going to release a book in the middle of April, you said?
Mm-hmm. She says middle of April.
Wow. Well, I'm feeling that it's perfect. In the middle of April, you know, we'll be really, you know, we'll be right there at that full moon in Libra.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and through the system of astrology I work with, Libra has to do with many people, so releasing her book, you know, close to the full moon in Libra, oh my gosh, I feel like she's going to have great success. I also feel like if she hasn't already, you know, attracted someone to promote her or to assist her, you know, in just taking her book further and really getting it out there, that she will meet someone as a result of planting that seed of the book, you know, into the public.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And Princess, for you, I get that times are truly changing for you. You've been struggling at least the last 8 months and trying to, you know, put two pennies together to, you know, make it. And that time is changing. Getting the end of May, June. The sky is just going to open up and just shower you with wonderful gifts. So just keep going. Get that book out there and just keep going. Well, we're speaking with Jane Elizabeth, and she is the author of Messages of the Stars. She's a master astrologist plus a psychic medium. If you'd like to get your questions answered, you can send us an email at spiritanswers@walkingwithspirit.net, or you can try giving us a call, and hopefully the phone lines aren't working, but you can try giving us a call, and that number is 888-268-4313. Okay, Miss Jane, I truly believe that there's no mistakes in the universe, you know.
Yes.
Everything happens for a reason.
Yes, I believe the same way.
What, based on, you know, on your astrological knowledge, how can we temper the bad things that happen, the quote-unquote bad things that happen to us?
I feel like they're resistance.
Mm.
Well, some things are resistance.
Uh-huh.
I guess it kind of depends on what that bad thing is. You know, but sometimes, you know, I have asked that question to Spirit. You know, there are times when I'm reading the news or watching the news, and I'll say, oh, Spirit, that's just so yuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if something happens to a child, you know, and I go, oh, Spirit, you know, that was hard for me to watch, you know, listen to. And why did you, you know, direct me to the news on that day when they would have that story? You know, I just have, like, all this drama in my head listening to something that just took place with a child, you know. And then I would ask Spirit, why did that particular individual attract that? And I would get a message from Spirit, like, well, that's just it. You know, the soul, the living spirit, the soul within that human shell, that human vehicle, did attract that situation indeed, you know, and it was like a balancing of karma for, you know, all involved, for all spirits involved. And then another message that I received is, you know, the reason why we define things as bad, you know, good, bad, or and other, it's just a definition, you know, it has a lot to do with our consciousness, you know, and what we know versus what we don't know. It has to do with that understanding versus the lack of understanding. And that's why we have definitions, you know. And then there are times, you know, like even for myself, you know, there are times when I can be like this little, are you familiar with the tarot cards, Chris?
Uh-huh.
And you know, the Page of Swords?
Uh-huh.
Sometimes I feel like a hard-headed Page of Swords. I do, you know, because sometimes, you know, Spirit will give me direction and they'll say, Jane Elizabeth, you need to do this, that, or the other. And I'll go, oh, you know, ask questions, I'll talk back, and, you know, and then all of a sudden I can feel, you know, the energy of Spirit just kind of step back while I kick and scream and whine. And then I attract that total reflection to me through one of my daughters. You know, every time I try to tell her something, she just talks back and she kicks and screams and it's so annoying. And I go, oh my gosh, that's a reflection, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm doing that to Spirit. I'm like, that is so horrible. I'm not going to talk back anymore. But then I find myself, you know, at times, especially when I'm sitting and meditating, and Spirit says, Jane, you need to do your website like this. Or, Jane, you need to get this bit of information out there. Or, Jane, we want you to stop everything you're doing, and we want you to go work over there. You know, and then I'll go, bah, 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 bah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, there's that Page of Swords. There's my kicking and screaming and talking back, you know. And again, the resistance, you know, I feel is a part of the reason why sometimes we attract certain situations that we might define as bad. And then a lot of times we attract certain situations into our lives, you know, to balance karma, you know. You know, again, like, especially when things happen to, you know, like an individual that, you know, we may define, you know, as, oh, there's just no way that kid could have done anything wrong, you know, to attract a certain situation from that person. It's a balancing of spiritual karma between the two souls.
Okay, and do you believe that this balancing of karma could even originate from a past life that they are balancing out in this life, or is it all this lifetime?
I do believe that we bring karma in from previous lifetimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you?
Go ahead.
I was asking, do you?
I truly believe, because, you know, sometimes you can see just the sweetest person and they're just so nice and so wonderful, and everything that we would, you know, quote unquote call horrible happens to them. And at some point in time along their spiritual path, I just feel that they didn't necessarily act with the highest intention, the highest integrity,
right.
and you get paid back to some degree.
We do.
Yeah.
We do. That energy comes back around to be corrected, taken to the high, you know, to a higher level and to be balanced. And, you know, and even though we may not have, you know, put that energy out within this lifetime,
uh-huh.
you know, it's like, well, we put it out somewhere.
Yeah, and it comes back, and as long as we are willing to learn the lesson, and I think that's the hardest part for so many people is really just paying attention to what's going on with us and saying, okay, this is happening to me, and why is it happening, and,
yeah.
you know, figuring that out and getting the lesson and saying to the universe, I got it, don't need to experience it anymore. It's like a relationship with a woman who, or a man, and they keep going from relationship to relationship, and they keep
yeah.
attracting the same energy of person.
Because they have to take it higher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like whatever they're attracting, you know, and I attract that a lot through clients.
Mm-hmm.
I attract a lot of clients, you know, who go through a lot of relationship turmoil. You know, and it's like they attract a partnership relationship, but the lessons that they're attracting within that relationship repeat themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll say, well, let's work on breaking the habit, you know, and let's do something a little differently. Let's be humble to the situation. Let's listen. Let's pull back. Let's change a thought, you know, because thought creates reality.
Exactly.
So let's change the thought. Let's change your perception and see if we can't shift that karma, you know, move that energy so we, you know, get out of that repetitive cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's one thing astrology has helped me to do, too, is kind of break that repetitive cycle, you know, especially with relationships. Because, you know, there was a time in my life when I thought, oh, I just, you know, want to marry a wealthy man. And I attracted that. And I attracted it over and over again. And I said, this isn't it.
Mm-hmm. Something was missing, even though
right.
you had what you thought you wanted.
You know, and it was like I kept attracting the same old energy. And then I thought, okay, let me shift my thought here, you know, associated with men, myself, and relationships. So I shifted the thought, and then I started attracting another type of relationships, and I thought, let me try that again.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all about just backing up and getting some clarity, I believe,
exactly.
you know, and that's what, you know, one of the main things that my book talks about, because it's about men and money, and it's about backing up and getting clarity of what you really want, or at least think that you want right now.
Yes.
And I always say think that you want, because sometimes you manifest what it is that you put it out there, and then you go, well, I really don't want that.
Yes.
And the fabulous thing is that we can change. We can change our mind and recreate whatever it is that we want.
We can. I know so many times I've been in a reading session and Spirit has come forth and said to the person that I'm reading for, Spirit has said, well, what is it that you desire to experience?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like as soon as we know what it is we desire to experience, you know, it creates that opening for us, you know, to attract the tools, attract the person, attract all the resources and everything that we need in order to have that experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, you work with individuals. You can work with people on relationship and compatibility even and soulmates by reading the charts?
Yes.
Hmm.
I do. I would do compatibility, you know, readings. Couples, I attract a ton of couples that come in for readings. You know, they either new couples or couples that have been married 25, 30 years, you know, come in and, you know, they want to see, you know, their compatibilities versus their incompatibilities. But I don't really believe in incompatibility.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe that, you know, you could take two charts and, you know, oh, challenging aspect. However, it is not incompatible.
Okay.
You know, all we have to do is have the knowledge, have the information, and then it's compatible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that understanding versus lack of understanding.
Okay.
It's like if you know, you know, that you're born with, say, Pluto direct in Virgo,
mm-hmm.
and then the person, your partner, is born with Pluto direct in Virgo, then there's going to be a little bit of a butting of heads there, you know, because both energies can be a very self-righteous type vibration.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if one person is born with Pluto retrograde in Virgo and the other is born with Pluto direct in Virgo, then, you know, there's nice little opposites attract, you know, and each energy will be able to absorb from the other because they're not both trying to be right.
Mm-hmm. Well, is there anything that you can do if you find yourself in a relationship with someone and compatibility-wise, astrology-wise, it's not mixing? Because I'm a Cancer. And, you know, way back in the day, I was involved with an Aries male. I mean, he was Aries, Taurus, Sun, Taurus Moon, and Scorpio Rising. And boy, did we butt heads.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, when it was good, it was fantastic.
Oh,
and when it was bad, it was really, really bad.
Yes.
So given that scenario, is there any way that, you know, if you find yourself strongly attracted to someone like that, that you can utilize the astrology to mitigate those harsh feelings?
Yes, yes, yes. Again, it has to do with understanding. You know, I was once in a relationship with an Aries male, and it was challenging. You know, Aries, oh, fire and water, you know, but Leo and Cancer, Leo and Scorpio, fire and water do really well. But, you know, that Aries has strong energy, you know, can be a very challenging sign for water signs, you know, to be with. Very challenging. But, you know, yes and yes and yes. You know, the sign of Aries does a nice little square to Cancer. You know, squares are supposed to be the biggest challenges, astrologically speaking. Yeah, that doesn't mean it's incompatible. You know, again, all you have to do is, you know, take, look up the day that this Aries person is born, you know, plug those planets in, look up the day that you're born, plug those planets in, and then you do, you know, you decipher.
Yeah, well, been there, did that, and that's why it was like way back in the day, and I married a Pisces.
You did? You're like, let me stick with what I know.
Exactly.
Water.
Exactly. Now, speaking of compatibility and the different signs, are there any signs on the surface? Because a lot of people, you know, pay attention to what I call sun sign astrology, you know your sun sign, and like, oh, I'm a Pisces, so I should be with a whatever.
Yeah,
does that same system hold true in your astrology?
No.
Okay.
Because again, the way spirit speaks to me is, you know, everybody's compatible with everybody. It's like, you know, meeting somebody from a different culture, different race, you know, different planet, different, you know, walk of life, race, or whatever. You know, it's about getting to know the difference. You know, and once you know the difference, it's like, you know, you just, if you know what subject you're studying, then it's a whole lot easier, you know, to be a part of the class. But if you don't, if you step into a class and you have absolutely no idea, you know, what we're talking about here and what subject's going on, yeah, it's going to be a challenge.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be a challenge for anyone, you know. But, you know, the way spirit speaks to me is like all signs are compatible with all signs. It's just about getting to know difference, you know, understanding the different behaviors. And, you know, again, just because somebody's born with, you know, the sun in Aries and somebody else is born with the sun in Cancer, and through traditional modern astrology it says, oh, that's a square, that's a major challenge, and you want to avoid each other.
Uh-huh.
You know, the system of astrology I work with, spirit says, not to avoid, because it's almost like if you avoid, you know, the old saying, you know, if it doesn't kill you, it makes you stronger.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's like working with the system of astrology, it doesn't tell us to avoid anything. It just tells us the pros and the cons of the energy so that, you know, we can have the knowledge, the education, the knowledge, the information, so that we can more harmoniously work with the energies. I do that a lot, especially when I accept opportunities. You know, I always ask, you know, when is your birthday? You know, what is your sign? Just so I know what energy I'm working with.
Okay.
As soon as I know what energy I'm working with, it's like, you know, speaking to, you know, working with someone who speaks a different language. You know, I mean, I can say, well, what language, you know, are you most comfortably speaking? You know, and astrology, you know, is a conglomeration of different languages. And as soon as I know, then I'm able to, like, oh, okay, I know that language, you know, and then I'm able to communicate and relate to that person.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. Oh, first of all, let's let everybody know who we are and where we're at. We're speaking with Jane Elizabeth. She's a master astrologer. And Jane is available for private consultation. She's out of Mesa, Arizona, and she can be reached at 408-380-1383. Again, that's 480-380-1383. Jane, and are you working just Arizona time zone? What hours are you working within that?
So through Arizona's time zone, I work Monday through Thursday from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and I do readings by phone, of course, and at my home.
Uh-huh.
And then on Saturday, usually on Saturdays, I don't schedule any one-on-one readings because I'm always doing a party or an event on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So Fridays and Saturdays, I'm usually doing events. And I also, you know, am available for consultations on Sundays from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Okay. And it's probably best to call and make an appointment as opposed to calling up at 3 and expecting you to be available right
then
and there. Okay.
An email is like a sure way for me to,
okay.
you know, to connect in a timely manner just because my phone, you know, rings all the time. So I can just get, you know, at night I can sit and comfortably return many emails.
Okay. Yeah. That's your preference? That's your preference. Okay, let me ask you a question now.
Yes.
How can you do a past life reading with astrology?
Awesome question. Well, through the astrological chart, you know, there are 12 rooms, which are the 12 houses in modern astrology. So there are 12 rooms within the astrological house session, house, and each room represents something. Like the first room represents the room of self. You know, we have the next room of room of money, the room of the talent, communication, expression. We have the room of the home and the mother vibration. We have the room of children, siblings. We have a room of health and labor in the physical body. We have the room of partnership, relationships. We have a room that tells us about our debts and our bills and also about our partner's prosperity or lack of. We also have a room of knowledge, education, travel. We have a room of career and the father vibration. We have a room up that tells us about our friends and our acquaintances and the other people who will come into our life. And then we have the 12th room of the astrological house system that speaks about karma and spirituality. Now, when I put your chart together, I'll just focus in on that area, and I connect with spirit, and the spirit takes me back, you know, through the past life, you know, or another aspect that will give us a lot of information, you know, about the past life, you know, of a soul is the dragon's tail. Now, the dragon's head and tail are the moon's north and south nodes. If we go into the south node, we can see a lot.
Okay,
of
so what's a node?
Huh?
What's a node?
The node is the moon's, the south node is the karma, you know, where the soul is coming in from. The dragon's head, the north node of the moon, you know, tells us the soul's purpose.
Okay.
So if we go into the south node, you know, we can, the south node, which is the dragon's tail, we can read, oh my gosh, so much about a previous lifetime. And then the chart, you know, just the chart has a way of like going into little, you know, details a little at a time, you know, about certain people we have had a karmic connection with, a karmic situation that, you know, say, for instance, if I were to put your soul chart together right now,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I would look at your south node, which is your dragon's tail, you know, it would take me right into a previous lifetime, and it would just, it would give me a lot of information on what took place in a previous lifetime, and basically what karma you have carried in with you from previous lifetime into this one, you know, meaning what areas, you know, we need to reconnect with, we need to lift, take higher, you know, and just have a, you know, a higher level of success.
Okay, well, how do we find out what our dragon's head and dragon's tail is?
Well, when you look up in the ephemeris,
mm-hmm.
in the American ephemeris, or if you, you know, you can go to like astro.com and plug in your birth information and it prints out a chart for you,
mm-hmm.
creates a chart. Well, it looks like the alpha and the omega
okay.
symbol. And, you know, and like the beginning, the end,
mm-hmm.
the alpha, omega. And so, you know, like, for you, would you like for me to look up your node?
Sure, we can share that with everybody.
Okay, wonderful. Now tell me the year of your birth.
Oh my goodness,
oh,
1954.
No. Okay, let me look that up. And now tell me the month and day.
7/15.
7/15. Mm-hmm. Okay, 7/15, born on a Thursday, correct?
Yeah, in Mercury retrograde.
And, yeah, well, you know what? You're born Mercury stationary.
Oh, okay. You know, is that better?
Actually, it is. It gives you a very, very intense and intuitive mind.
Yay, I'm glad I'm a psychic.
Very intense and intuitive mind. And also, oh, my gosh, and you absorb emotion, too.
Yeah. Boy,
yes.
Do I.
Oh, my gosh. Absorbing the emotion. Did you get headaches a lot?
Used to, but we cured that.
You did?
Yeah.
Did you wear glasses?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times when a person is born with such an intense mercury, you know, because it affects, like, that vibration in the head, you
mm-hmm.
know, which just, you know, caused some, a lot of me glasses.
Yeah, well, my 40th birthday present to myself was bifocals.
Really? You got an intense Mercury stationary. So your dragon's head intel, the dragon's head was at 14 degrees in Capricorn on the day of your birth, and so the tail is going to be at the exact opposite, which would be 14 degrees in Cancer, so it's in your sign. You know, you are a true Cancer, a giver, an assistant here to help people. Let me help you fix this. Let me help you make that better.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help you. Let me find a way to help you. You know, I know the tool. I know the person. I'll direct you to whatever it is.
I'm going to help you whether you want the help or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are a true Cancer. Oh, your planets. You got great planets here, you know, for a Cancer, because of, you know, because of the time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, Cancers are born with a lot more retrogrades. You only have, well, you only really have one, because Mercury is stationary.
Okay.
On the day of birth. It was just about to return direct the next day. So
I just couldn't wait, could I?
You're like, I want that intense Mercury.
Mm-hmm.
I want that powerful, you know, brain, you know, that absorbent brain. Not only do, hey, are you one of those history buffs, like you're really, you know, interested in, like timeline of
events? Oh, yeah.
Or yeah?
Yeah.
Because you have that Mercury. Oh, my gosh, you have an amazing Mercury. You do.
Have you ever looked at somebody's chart and said, like, oh, my God, and, like, I don't even want to, like, look at this?
Uh-huh. I get nervous. I'm like, who am I talking to here?
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I was just, you know, all I have to do is, like, look up in the ephemeris someone's birthday. I'll never forget, long time ago, that guy came into my business when I had Healthy Buddies, and I said, he was sitting and he was waiting for one of the therapists to finish their session so he could get a massage. And I said, when is your birthday? And he says, when's my birthday? I said, yeah, I'm going to look it up in the ephemeris and tell you everything I see.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at his birthday. It was so funny. And I, like, pulled back and I was like, okay, Spirit, help me find the highest of everything. Because it was, you know, it was, you could tell there were a lot of challenges in
mm-hmm.
this person's life. And he went into session, and the girl that gave him the massage, she comes out of session, and she says, what did you say to him while he was sitting out here? I said, oh, I looked up his birth date, and I said, I just told him a couple of things that I saw, you know, astrologically. And she said, well, you made his day. He says, it sure is nice when people can see the good in you.
Oh, wow.
And you know, that's what the system of astrology does. I mean, yeah,
mm-hmm.
we got our challenges, and many of us are born with karma, you know, and it does show in astrology some of the stuff that we may have delved into within this lifetime, the stuff that we have delved into in a previous lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and our own consciousness, you know, and our mind judges it, right?
Yeah.
So then we got this judgment, you know, against the person, you know, it's like, oh, you did this, that, and the other in a previous lifetime, you know, and who makes you good or bad or other. And, you know, but this system of astrology really helps to show you both sides of an energy. Yeah,
okay.
You may have begun here, but this is where you are today. You're a little bit higher, you know, and I can see you even becoming, going even more higher, you know, with a certain aspect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it doesn't just, like, stop, you know, there at the negative.
Okay. Now, what does it mean when you're looking at the houses or rooms, as you call them, and there's nothing there?
You, it's totally wide open, you know, free will. You get to create whatever you want.
Oh, okay.
Yes, you can. You know, it's an area of creating.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of progressions?
Yes, I don't quite understand it, but I've heard of it.
Progressions are a lot of fun to work with. You start with your day of birth. You look up your day of birth in the ephemeris, because I do everything by hand. I don't use any astrological software.
Mm-hmm.
Do all my charts by hand, you know, I sit and I channel and I talk to spirit and I ask, you know, decipher this for me, tell me what this means, you know, and so I totally sit with spirit now, you know, when I'm working with the chart. But anyway, with a progression, I look up your birth date, which would, you know, be the month, day, and year, and then each day is equivalent to a year in astrology,
mm-hmm.
you know, so you take the year of your birth and you count each day, again, the next day would be the next year, you know, and so on and so forth until you get to the, you know, year that we're in now. And then you put a chart together, and it tells you everything that, you know, it's amazing.
Hmm.
Almost scary.
That's interesting. So explain that again. You take the day of the birth.
The day of your birth,
mm-hmm.
you know, For instance.
So mine is 7/15/54.
Okay. So we'll take 7/15/54, 1954. So that day, 7/15 is the year of 1954. The next day would be 1955. It would give us, you know, an astrological outline of everything that you went through when you were 1 year old.
Okay.
And then the next day you'd be 2 years old, you know, which would be 56.
Uh-huh.
And so on and so forth. So you keep going and going, you know, until you get to whatever year you want to take a look at. You can even look ahead. You can look, you know, you can look as far ahead or as far back as you want.
Oh, okay. So, and you would do this, you have to have the ephemeris?
Yes, the ephemeris or an astrological software program.
Okay. Well, ephemeris is probably less than expensive.
Yes.
But,
yes,
well,
yes,
you know, you've just excited me and renewed something. I'm gonna take a look at this.
You will have.
See if it gives me a headache.
You will have so much fun. You will have so much fun, you know, with looking at your progression. Because you can look back, you know, like you could look back at the times when you were connected with the Aries. You know,
uh-huh.
Go back to that year.
Oh, wait, we can let that go.
You know, we can go back to some other time.
We got the lesson. We can let it go.
Yes, okay.
You know, and I truly bless everything that comes, everything and everyone who comes into my life, because I feel that they're there for a reason, and the outcome, and no matter, you know, what arena they're in my life, and the outcome might not be what I wanted it to be, but it was as it should have been.
Yes.
And again, it's about getting the lesson and moving forward and giving thanks, because if we can be in thanks and gratitude for what we're given, what we perceive as positive and negative, to me, that catapults us down our road on the spiritual path.
Yes.
No, so it's all good.
It is.
All good. But I'm definitely going to check out the progressions. That's going to be like a little homework assignment for me. Now, you have a radio show yourself, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Well, let's tell us about it.
It's with AchieveRadio.com.
Uh-huh.
It is internet radio also. And I'm on every other Friday at the moment. And I just spoke with the producer of the station, and he was saying, well, if I was interested after my one contract is up, you know, that he would be interested in having me on, you know, a little more often than every other Friday, which I'm really looking forward to. I said, great. I would be interested. I would. Yes. But after Mercury retrograde, right? I told him, I said, I don't want to talk about it while Mercury's retrograde.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so interesting. But, yes, and I do. I love that show. And I tell you, the hour goes so quick. It goes so quick.
So are you just doing astrological readings on the show? Or?
You know, that wasn't my intent. But it kind of goes that way because, you know, I'll sit down to do the show, and there's already a list of callers that are waiting, you know, to ask an astrological question. You know, and I'm like, okay, so I try to hurry up and get through my spiel, you know, because my intent, you know, is to enlighten people astrologically, like, okay, these planets, these are how the planets are moving around right now, this is what you can expect, you know, you might not want to plant a seed at this particular time, or you might want to plant a seed at this particular time, or whatever, but, you know, my intent is to inform, you know, through astrology. You know, I even put together a show. One of my shows, you know, has to do with past lives, you know, and another one of my, in karma, you know, and another one of my shows, you know, has to do with how to heal a situation, you know, by going to the opposite side. And, you know, I put together all these list of shows, and then I sit down to do the show, and I have all these callers that email and call in, and, you know, this is new for me, because I've only been doing it for a couple of months, you know, so it's all new for me, but it's so much fun, and, you know, yeah, sometimes it's like, okay, you know, how do I get all my information out, you know, and still, you know, acknowledge the callers?
Well, it's going to be what it's going to be. Now, that's on what network again?
AchieveRadio.com.
And you're on when?
The first and third Friday of the month.
Okay. And if you wanted to reach Jane Elizabeth, you can reach her at, why don't you put it out there this time, Jane?
Okay, thank you. It's www.janeelizabeth.com is the easiest, you know, because it goes right to the messages of the stars.
Okay.
Website also. And then, you know, all my contact information is on there, my phone number, my email address, and everything. But, you know, if they want to, you know who is this talking with Monique, go to JaneElizabeth.com and, you know, read all about me. And, you know,
and your picture's there, too, isn't it?
Yes.
The beautiful goddess that you are?
Oh, you're beautiful. I was looking at your picture again today. I was like, oh my God, I just love her hair. I was just looking at you going, Monique, I'm going to come to California and meet you.
Yeah, okay, and then we can do hair.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good to me.
Okay, well, we've got about 4 minutes left. What is it that you most want my audience to know about astrology and how they can really connect to find themselves?
Well, okay, I feel astrology, you know, is a way to come into an alignment with the universe. And I totally believe in the spirits of the universe, you know, and I believe in working in alignment with spirit, with God, with the universe. You know, so I guess what I would like to share with your listening audience is, I don't know if I want to say use astrology, but I guess I could say use astrology as a tool, you know, to assist in coming into an alignment with the divine. Because I tell you, when you do come into an alignment with the divine, I feel like I'm in heaven. I mean, I literally feel like I'm living heaven on earth. There are times when I wake up in the morning and I'm like, oh my God, this is real. I just love my life and I love my place on this planet and I love all the things that the universe, you know, has assisted me in attracting, you know, and I just love it all because I feel like it's all, you know, representative of coming into an alignment with the universe and working with God in that spiritual vibration. Because I bring it all together, you know, into the astrology. But if I may, you know, just quickly, you know, also share an astrological message with everybody about this
new moon.
Thank you. About the new moon total eclipse in Aries. It's a total eclipse of the sun that takes place early in the morning, you know, for us. You know, we're only an hour apart, but we will not get to, you know, view unless we're online, you know, somebody's recording it, you know, but we will not really get to view this new moon total eclipse of the sun in the morning. But it is just a phenomenal time to plant seeds, you know, and the way Spirit speaks to me is, you know, over the last year and a half, we have all received a vision. We've all received an idea, a hope, or a plan, something we've wanted to do, whether it's, you know, is time up? Is the time? I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
Oh, okay. But, you know, I was trying to honor the time. I was hoping.
Well, go ahead. We're fine.
Your time. But, you know, as we experience it with over the last year and a half, we have all come into an alignment with that hope, plan, that dream, that vision, whether it's to, you know, put that book out there. You know, maybe it's to be, you know, they become a little more recognized with our jewelry designs or our artwork or maybe a partnership relationship. Who knows what that hope, wish, dream, desire may have been that we have just been, you know, so anchored, you know, to in the last year and a half. But whatever it has been, you know, this new moon total eclipse, and Aries tomorrow, this is an opportunity, you know, for us to plant that seed, you know, for us to really, you know, bring that hope, dream, vision, wish, desire, you know, into true manifestation. And I just look at the planets and I, you know, I see that another beautiful message that Spirit gave to me through, you know, this new moon eclipse is, well, there's somebody else out there who shares the same thought, the same vision.
Uh-huh.
And you know, and Spirit said that these two, you know, you and somebody else who shares the dream with you, two of you come together, you know, presenting an opportunity for the two of you to manifest together with, you know, the two and more, you know,
come together.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You know, so that's what this time, you know, is all about. It's just, it's beautiful. It's amazing. It's a bonding time. It's a birthing time. It's a time of, you know, just literally, truly coming into an alignment with someone just like you, you know, who thinks the way you think, who believes the way you believe, who sees the way you see. And it's just a time of working together. It's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I'm going to see so many people come into an alignment with that energy. I want them to wake up and I want them to plant that seed and, you know, I mean, and, you know, take that thought that's been in their head forever, that thought, that idea, and ground it.
Okay, do something.
Yeah,
take some
exactly.
Action.
Do something. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And real quick, and we've got a little bit more time, but real quick, for the month of April, what's coming up for us overall?
So overall, for the month of April is a play time. It's a ton of fun, and we just get to have a great time. We get to play. We get to meet people. Again, we're going to, you know, connect with somebody, you know, whom we see eye to eye with, and, you know, it's time to have fun, and it's time to create. You know, the month of April is a fun month. I think that's why Spirit guided me, you know, to put a rainbow in the back of the on the calendar,
mm-hmm.
you know, in my book. I think that's why Spirit guided me
to
put a rainbow, because it's just going to be that type of a month. You know, fun, happy, meeting people, you know, meeting
30 seconds.
Okay. Well, that's telling us that our time is up, so guess what?
Thank
Jane, thank you very much for being with me today. I'll be back next week with Color Healer Alejandra. If you'd like to know more about my guests, you can find out about them by visiting my website, www.walkingwithspirit.net or www.healing-visions.com. Give me a call at 888-240-6057. Remember, the master knows that he or she is always a student, whereas a student still hopes to someday be a master. Many blessings, light, and love to all. Namaste.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning in to our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.